KNDY.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome back to the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. Hiawatha High School, host of the 43rd annual Hiawatha Girls Invitational. It's Marysville Lady Bulldog basketball tonight, tipping off in the winner's bracket semifinals versus Maranatha Christian Academy out of Shawnee, Kansas, in the Kansas City area. It'll be 7th seed Marysville and 3rd seed Maranatha in a first meeting between the two teams this season. Winner advances to Saturday's championship, tipping off about 2:30. Consolation Saturday's at 1 o'clock. Pleased to have you with us on air, online, and on our mobile app. Bulldog Basketball, a service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needed classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville. Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
And again, welcome back. Marysville 3-7 on the season, posting a win in the first round play of the Hiawatha Invitational. We'll take on Maranatha, and they are 8-2 on the season. Lost about a week or so back to Bishop Ward, and their other loss was back in the middle of December to Waverly. They play a lot of parochial schools in the Kansas City area, so no common opponents for these teams. Matching up here in the semifinals of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. And your starting lineups for the Marysville Lady Bulldogs: Eva Peschel is a 5'7 sophomore. Linda Franco is a 5'10 junior. Sammy Bartles, a 5'10 senior. Macy Raver is a 5'8 junior. And Emily Dressman is a 5'8 junior. Marysville under head coach Amy Renier. And for Maranatha Christian Academy, Yildana Ion is a freshman. Gina Favero, senior. Reese Higginbotham is a sophomore. Anita Ackert, a senior. And Aaliyah Buckner is a senior. Maranatha Academy under head coach Reggie Hines. 3-7 Marysville, 8-2 Maranatha. Winner advances to the championship Saturday at 2:30. Consolations at 1 o'clock. In first round play on Tuesday, top seed Jackson Heights dispatched Atchison 57-41. Marysville knocked off the number 2 seed, Horton, 52-38. Marysville, the number 7 seed, advancing to the winner's bracket. Third seed Maranatha over Fall City, 48-40. And it was fourth seed Hiawatha edging St. Mary's, 32-30. Earlier today, back of the bracket, It was St. Mary's over Atchison, 54-22. Fall City took Horton, 52-42. In the seventh-place matchup Saturday at 10 a.m., Atchison meets Horton. And in the fifth-place game, it'll be St. Mary's and Fall City. Marysville, Maranatha Academy tipping off. Bulldog basketball, a service of our Candy Y Sports Booster Club members. I'm Bruce Dierking alongside Allison Dierking. Dad and daughter night here at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. At center court, Sammy Bartles takes the tip from Anita Eckert. And the Bulldogs strike a three with Macy Raver outside. Raver, top of the key, puts the Bulldogs on the board for an early 3-0 lead. Maranatha Academy driving underneath. Backdoor layup missing. Bulldog rebound to Linda Franco. Plays Raver outside the arc. Count it again. Back-to-back trays, and Marysville jumps to a 6-0 lead. Playing off the confidence they earned in the win versus Horton on Tuesday. Marysville started strong, led 16-8 into the first, 20-point halftime lead. They had reserves in the ball game fourth quarter and were outscored, but Marysville had led by as many as 30-plus in the second half, en route to a 52-38 win to knock off number two seed Horton, handing them just their third loss of the season. Here's Maranatha, their second possession. Gina Favero turning off the free throw line, coming back to the forecourt, traveled with it. MCA turnover. Eva Peschel, far side to Macy Raver. She's got a pair of early trays. Lob underneath to Sammy Bartles for the deuce. An 8-0 Marysville lead. A minute 20 into this one. Bulldogs man-to-man defense has been impressive. Favero plays top of the key to Anita Eckert. Back to Favero in the forecourt. Aaron's bounce pass on the far sideline is out of bounds. 8-0 Marysville lead. Lady Bulldog basketball. Not a big crowd on hand here tonight. Handful of Marysville fans are on the near side of the gymnasium. There's perimeter passes. Eva Peschel near side to Sammy Bartles. Cross court, Linda Franco launches a three, bouncing off the rim and out of bounds. Maranatha, the higher seed, is home team on the scoreboard. And the home whites, trimmed in green and gold. Marysville, the road blacks, trimmed in red and white. Gina Favero, their point guard out front, plays right wing to Reese Higginbottom. Diana Buckner, shot from the corner, rims off. Bartles rebound. Transition to Linda Franco, turning left side. Top of the key, Bartles holds it high over her head. Turns, splits defenders, beats a third defender in the lane. Layup doesn't fall. It's out of bounds, and we had a foul whistle. Offensive whistle against MHS. Sammy Bartles picks up her first. Balanced attack at 7 Marysville players scoring in the win Tuesday. Eva Peschel with 11. Linda Franco, Sammy Bartles, 10 apiece. Favero driving right side of a lane. Pass was deflected. No, pass was just out of bounds. Nobody tipped it or touched it. Now, this Maranatha team is third seed in the tournament. They clearly haven't seen the level of competition Marysville would. Early on, looks like a mismatch here. Sammy Bartles fouled beneath the basket. Anita Eckert picks up her first. Sammy's at the line for a pair. Not quite 3 minutes in. Bartles has been back in full form here in January. She saw just limited action in December. Free throw's good. Second look is on the way. It's good. 4 points for Bartles. Marysville leads 10-0. Sammy had some ankle issues and didn't play the first several games. Saw limited action shortly before the Christmas break. Linda Franco tip in the back court, stolen back by Maranatha. Diana Buckner plays topside to Favero, missing a three, flat off the rim. Eva Peschel rebound. Peschel guarded close by Favaro, comes in the forecourt. Plays left baseline. Emily Dressman doesn't draw iron. Boards out to Reese Higginbotham. Favaro on the dribble up front. They rely on her a lot. Driving to a crowded lane. Kicks it off on the wing to Higginbotham. Pass away, stolen by Macy Raver. Play to Linda Franco. Fouled near the lane by Anita Eckert. It's her second. Marysville's a lot faster than Maranatha. Franco to the line, first time tonight. On the way, good. This is the third of four games in the nightcap. Top seed Jackson Heights meets host Hiawatha, the number 1 and 4 seeds. Jackson Heights played in the championship last year. In fact, I think they might have won it. Franco gets it the hard way. Jumped back up, spun around. Pair of free throws. Yeah, it was Jackson Heights, Marysville in the tournament last year, and Heights won that one. Pass to the lane, picked off by Bartles, goes the distance, lays it in, left-handed layup's good for half a dozen for Sammy Bartles on the night. Marysville 14, Maranatha Academy nothing. 3:45 to play in the opening queue. Here's a second foul whistle on Sammy Bartles, who checks out. Madison Runnebaum's the sophomore reserve. Maranatha essentially hasn't threatened to score. Several turnovers. They play it out a little bit further from the arc. Defense pressure out to midcourt. Scooting around the right side, Gina Favero was fouled. Emily Dressman's first third team foul. So it'll be the winner of this one and the Jackson Heights Hiawatha winner in the championship Saturday. Bulldog basketball playing down the floor to Eva Peschel for a layup and two. 4-5, Marysville starters have scored. It's 16-0 MHS. Favaro is fouled, coming past a couple defenders. Eva Peschel's first, team's fourth. Three seniors, a sophomore and a freshman on a short staff for Maranatha. They have only 8 players suited up. A couple of sophomores and a freshman off the bench. Favaro steals from Franco, then falls to the floor at midcourt. Franco diving in. They're lying on the floor, eye to eye, and a jump ball is whistled. Early substitutions off the bench for Amy Renier. McKenna Miniman's a sophomore. Saw quite a few minutes on Tuesday. And Grace Lauer's a senior reserve. 5 minutes in, it's 16-0 MHS. Guarded shot off the far side, missing for Olivia Favaro. She was fouled by Linda Franco. It's her first. Favaro at the line. Chance to put Maranatha on the books, and does. Their first free throw attempt is good. And their first score comes with 2:52 remaining. Second look, short off the front of the rim. Franco rebound, got away from her. The officials consult. Going to stay with MHS. Busy week for basketball. We're in Seneca with the Marysville boys tomorrow night. Boys standalone, about a 7:30 varsity start. We'll have it here. And we'll be back Saturday afternoon with the Lady Bulldogs. Franco between defenders. Took some pressure off Madison Runnebaum. Nice assist. Grunebaum with the score. First deuce off the bench for MHS. Favaro fouled on a long layup attempt underneath. Emily Dressman's second. Foul stacking up. Very aggressive Marysville team. 16 fouls. Two on the other side. Favaro's back at the line. This one's good. Bartles back in the Marysville lineup for Dressman. Second free throw coming. Rims off. Run a ball high for the rebound. Traveling whistle. Wasn't sure I saw that. Eagle basketball. Olivia Favaro takes it around the right side. Double team pressure. Lob pass to the baseline's out of bounds. And a whole lot of Maranatha turnovers. 18-2 Bulldogs. Sammy Bartles to the paint. Pass flies too high for Grace Lauer to track down. It's out of bounds. Well, Marysville had no trouble with second seed Horton in the opener. Little trouble with third seed Maranatha in the early minutes here tonight. They're scoreless from the field, now 6-plus minutes. Whoop, that just changed. Gina Favaro gets a shot off the right side of the paint, and it's 18-4. Franco brings traffic to the lane. Defenders ahead of her. Drops off to Runabon, coming in left baseline. Ball was tipped loose. Franco's part of a tie-up for a jump ball. Here's Peschel in for Franco. 14-point Marysville lead. It's been all Lady Bulldogs. A couple of early trays for Macy Raver set the tone. Here's McKenna Miniman with a tray of her own. Second score off the Marysville bench to extend the lead 21-4. Buckner crossing the lane near the free throw line. Had the ball tipped away and she was fouled. Grace Lauer's first puts Maranatha in the bonus already. Here with a buck 20 remaining first quarter. Anita Buckner, her first free throws. One of three senior starters. Her shot rims off. Ball's knocked down by Academy. Loose ball taken by Lauer. Bulldogs bring it the other way. Bartles, far side to Miniman. Missing the iron on a three, hits the base of the net. Bartles brings it back out. Turnaround shot, 8 foot out on the near side. Baseline doesn't fall. And a whistle stops the clock. Another Bulldog foul. I know that's going to start to be a concern. Madison Runnebaumer first. It's 8 team fouls. We're not yet to the end of the first quarter. And a free throw missing for Maranatha's Anita Eckert. They've been to the line now 7 times. Midcourt pass stolen by Buckner. Plays a guarded shot over Bartles near the paint. Doesn't fall. Peschel with the Marysville board. Long pass to Miniman, far side. Bartles in the forecourt. Checks the lane. Man-to-man pressure. Run a bomb right side to Peschel. Pass to the lane. Intercepted by Anita Eckert. 25 seconds remain. Three-point shot. It's up and good for Olivia Favaro. Showed no hesitation there. Second field goal, Maranatha's first tray. They're down 14 with 14 seconds remaining. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Stays in Marysville's possession from baseline. To Bartles in the lane. Guarded shot, rims out. Ball tracks out of bounds to the Eagles. With 9 seconds left, semifinals of Hiawatha Girls Invitational here tonight. Pass got away at the other end. Bulldogs have 5 seconds left. Inbounds at three-quarter court. Bartles outside the arc, running gun shot, way short. Follow at the buzzer by Grace Lauer doesn't fall. Into the first quarter, it's Marysville 21, Maranatha Christian Academy 7.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
When it comes to financing your operation, you want to deal with someone who knows agriculture. Our loan officers are experienced in ag lending. Get your ag loans here. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Make 2020 the year of memories. Reflections Hallmark has the photo books, frames, memory books, baby books, and 50% off keepsake ornaments to commemorate and showcase all your memories the coming year will bring. Memories bind our lives together, so don't let them fade away. Stop at Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Marysville girls lead Maranatha Christian Academy 21-7. Bulldog basketball. We're just underway here in the second quarter. It's been all Marysville. Macy Raver on the first two possessions. Lights it up for three. First score on the board over 5 minutes into the game was a free throw for Maranatha. They managed a pair of field goals in that opening quarter. Here's Sammy Bartles out top for three, her third score from the field, extending the lead 24-7. Bartles here with 9 points for MHS. Shut off the arc, doesn't draw iron for Ariana Buckner at the other end. I'm sorry, Aaliyah Buckner. Long passes down the floor, breaking a full-court press. Bartles comes outside the lane to Peschel far side. Linda Franco top of the key, missed the three. Madison Runnebaum cleans it up underneath. Runnebaum's second score. Bulldogs by 19. Free throw line shots up and good for Anita Eckert. Marysville 26, Maranatha 9. Bartles coming to the lane, double team, drops it over the defenders to Madison Runnebaum for back-to-back scores. 28-9. Maranatha, again, a parochial school out of Shawnee in the Kansas City area. Play mostly parochial schools. Lost to Bishop Ward earlier this month. A loss to Waverly. I'm not sure where that's at. A Missouri team, perhaps, back in December. Reggie Hines wants timeout. His team trailing 28-9, 6:04 to play first half when we come back.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts Store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Hey, the annual Napa filter sale starts Monday and continues through February 15th at Enan's Automotive. Maranatha trailing Marysville 28-9. We're inside 6 minutes to play first half. It's been all Lady Bulldogs. Tough defense limiting Maranatha to 3 field goals, holding them scoreless from the field until late in the first quarter. Olivia Pavaro, right side of the free throw line, shots up and good. I'm sorry, that's Gina Ferraro. They would be sisters. Play to Sammy Bartles. Left-handed layup is good. Bartles got 11 points for Marysville, matching Maranatha's total. It's 32-11. Collision at the other end. Linda Franco bumped by Gina Favaro. Franco's second. No, her third. Second on the board. I'll stay with that then. Second. Substitution. First off the Maranatha bench is Sienna Alexander. She's a freshman. They only have 8 players, a couple of sophomores and a freshman on the bench. Favaro's free throw is good. She's in the bonus, earns a second opportunity here. On the way, short. Rebound, Franco. Raver, near side, playing the paint to Runabomb. Shots up and good for Madison Runabomb with 8 points. 32-12. 20-point ball game with 5-10 and counting. Pass tipped away out of bounds. Late game, top seed Jackson Heights, fourth seed Hiawatha. Heights and Marysville played the championship. Cobras won that a year ago. Launching a three. Reserve Sienna Alexander missing. Macy Raver was fouled, catching a long pass. Ilea Buckner. Did you put an N in there instead of an L? Oh, I just can't read. All right. Ah, I'm teasing you. Emily Dressman, starter back in the Bulldog lineup, takes the inbounds pass. Far corner to Bartles. Turning, kicks it back out top to Franco. Near side, Peschel. Bartles, top of the key, wide open. Shots up and good. Bartles, second tray, her 5th field goal here tonight. She's got 14 points for NHS, extending the lead to 23. Here's Buckner. Near side to Alexander. Far side, Gina Favaro. Trapped in the corner. Long pass to Alexander out top. Favaro comes this way. Sammy Bartles blocks a shot from Buckner. Takes the ball away. Eva Peschel launches a three, and it's good! Well, Marysville's getting target practice tonight. 5 trays for MHS, extending the lead 38-12. Just under 4 minutes to play first half. And we hope for a running clock in the second half. Alexander pushes a three. It was flat. Offensive boards out to Reese Higginbotham. Gina Ferraro top of the key. Shot off the front of the rim, doesn't fall. Bartles rebound. Plays to Raver, far side. Underneath the Peschel for the deuce. Eva with her third score. 7 points, and it's 40-12. Timeout on the floor. Maranatha. 3:20 to play in the half. Marysville 40. Academy 12.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent John Bannister would like to offer you a free discount double check. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve. Discounts may vary from state to state. See John Bannister, State Farm agent, 1022 Broadway in Marysville.
When you roller, send for Schroeder. For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroller Collision Center, a family business for several generations. Let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroller Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Maranatha basketball, a scramble in the forecourt, going to result in a tie-up. Eva Peschel fighting hard, forcing the jump ball. Alternate belongs to MHS. With 2:50 to play first half, it's Marysville 40, Maranatha 12. Bulldogs led 21-7 into the first. Half a dozen trays for Marysville. Madison Runnebaum near the lane, looking for Dressman near the free throw line, had it swiped away. Gina Favaro, long lead pass ahead of her sister Olivia, got out of bounds at the other end. Game 3 of 4, St. Mary's beat Atchison earlier. Falls City took Horton, the number 2 seed. Horton's fallen twice in the tournament. They'll play for 7th place. Marysville took them down 52-38 in the opener Tuesday. Linda Franco driving, right-handed layup outside the lane. Over defenders, doesn't fall. Rebound tip to MHS. Here's Runnebaum in the paint. Turnaround shot, doesn't fall. Hacker rebound. Gina Favaro top of the key, missing a three. Her shots are flat. Raver rebound. Ahead to Franco. Handcuffed by Favaro. Whistle for the foul. A pair of free throws coming from Marysville's Linda Franco. Fourth team foul there. Marysville's been whistled 9 times. Franco connects. 3 for 3 on the evening. Her second shot's up and good. Full 30-point Marysville lead, their biggest in the ball game. They led Horton by 30-plus in the second half at times before reserves came in to clean it up, and Horton mounted something of a comeback. Favaro hands near side to Buckner. Tracks on the far side to the other for Favaro. Buckner outside the arc. Missed off the back of the rim. They're hitting a low percentage of those shots, just trying to connect on something outside. Bulldogs down the floor, left to right. Pass off the wing to Lauer. Runnebaum out top, near side to Raver for 3. Missed off the back of the rim. Higginbotham with the rebound. Bavara, far side corner to Alexander, missed a 3. Out of bounds to MHS with a 1:03 remaining. 42-12, Marysville commanding lead approaching halftime. Looking to rematch last year's championship perhaps with Jackson Heights. They have a single loss this season. Turnaround shot's good for Madison Runnebaum. A great night off the bench. She's got 10 points, and it's 44-12. Pass to Alexander. Shot again from the far corner. Doesn't go. Runnebaum pulls it down. Just over a half minute remains. Raver, the assist to Runnebaum with a layup. She's got a dozen. Under a half minute remains. Ernath has scattered just 4 field goals. 2 in the first. Up here in the second. Favaro's in the forecourt. Pete Alexander from the corner. under 10. Olivia Favaro's foul on the far side wing. And this is a double bonus opportunity. McKenna Miniman picks up her first, bringing Olivia Favaro to the line where she's 2 for 4 on the evening. First of a double bonus is good. And a second look coming. Short. Rebound Raver. Lead pass over top of Miniman at the other end. Is out of bounds, leaving 2.8 seconds. Eagles go nearly the length of the court. Gina Favaro is fouled and will be back at the line with just 8-tenths of a second left. Honestly, that's probably playing it too close. You don't want to discourage the kids since they don't hustle, but where this game is at, Favaro free throw is good. And not that the free throws are going to be a hinge on the outcome of the game, but learning to keep it clean when you need to. Maybe that's the tact I'm using. Second free throw doesn't fall. Grace Lauer with the board. And we're at the half in a lopsided Marysville lead ahead of Marineth Christian Academy, 46-14.
Distributed locally by Pepsi Bottling Company and Marcan Sales, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Gatorade, teas, water, and a variety of other soft drinks and sports drinks. Refresh with Pepsi Cola today. Covering Northeast Kansas sports is the Marysville Advocate, your local source for Marysville, Valley Heights, Frankfort, Axtell, Centralia, Hanover High Schools. Local news and sports. Subscribe today to the Marysville Advocate.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Jackson Heights Cobras.
No, I wouldn't have gone that fast.
And they're from Atchison.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Family owned and operated, Tension Envelope is a proud supporter of all Marysville activities. One of the leading producers of envelopes and nationwide distribution, Tension produces over 11 billion envelopes per year with plants from coast to coast. Tension says good luck to the Marysville Bulldogs and the Lady Dogs.
At the half, Marysville girls lead Maranatha Christian Academy 46-14. Marysville at 21-7 first quarter, outscored them 25-7 in that second stanza. Six trays by four different Marysville players. Bulldogs 6 of 6 at the free throw line. The only negative, 10 Marysville team fouls whistled in the first half. That sent Academy to the line 13 times, but they only hit 5 of those. A free throw was their first score, 2:52 to play in the first quarter. They did manage a couple of field goals before the end of the first quarter, including their only tray. It is 46-14 Marysville here at the half. Scoring for Marysville, paced by Sammy Bartles. Couple of trays, 2 of 2 free throws, 14 points. Reserve Madison Runnebaum has 12 points. Eva Peschel with 7. Macy Raver, the early pair of trays, giving Marysville that 6-0 lead to start out. They have 6 points. Then DeFranco, the other 4 for MHS, with 21 in the first, 25 in the second, first half total of 46. Scoring for Maranatha, Gina Favaro, Olivia Favaro. Sisters have six apiece. Anita Eckert has the other deuce. Seven each, first and second quarters. First half total of 14. It's 46-14, Marysville. At the half here tonight.
Like most people, you're busy enjoying your life and taking care of today's priorities. But it's a good idea to think about your future. Will you have enough income to enjoy a comfortable lifestyle down the road? Time flies, so it's never too soon to create a financial strategy for your future. A super check from your Farm Bureau agent can help make sure you're on track. Call Farm Bureau agent Brian Crott at 562-2136 in Marysville today. It's your future. Let's protect it.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has the new Chevy Silverado pickups and a new 2020 that's right for you, including a 1500 model work truck, 1500 model LT Trail Boss, and a 1500 model LT Z71 edition. They also have a Silverado 2500 HD Z71 edition at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
And again, welcome back. Bruce Dierking with High School Hoops on a Thursday. We'll see plenty of action yet this week with the Marysville boys at Seneca tomorrow night, 7:30 for the tip. Be right here. Back for the consolation or the championship. Right now looks like a championship on Saturday. That would be a 2:30 tip-off. Earlier today, St. Mary's defeated Atchison 54-22. Falls City took Horton 52-42, setting up a seventh-place game between Atchison and Horton. St. Mary's and Falls City play for fifth place. Consolation Saturday tips at 1, and the winner of this one and the Jackson Heights Hiawatha game will meet in the championship Saturday at 2:30. Jackson Heights Marysville met a year ago in the title game, and the Cobras won that ball game. Marysville finished runner-up. 46-14, Marysville leading Maranatha Christian Academy at the half.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Corporation in Marysville is proud of its hardworking team of machinists, welders, fabricators, assemblers, truck drivers, supervisors, and more who provide a homegrown industry and become a worldwide provider of agricultural, trailer, forklift, OEM, and government products. Landall Corporation is accepting applications. Join our team today. Landall Corporation, a proud part of a proud community for over 50 years.
At U.S. Cellular, our new and improved unlimited plans still start at just $30 a month with four lines.
Wait, improved how?
You can get international coverage and noticeably faster speeds.
International coverage?
Faster and farther. Now that's fair. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Auto pay, paperless billing, and credit approval required. Data on the unlimited basic plan may be temporarily slowed in times of congestion, and data may be slower than other traffic. Additional terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Why is U.S. Cellular's unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines on a network that got even faster. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair at your Beatrice or Marysville store.
Show your support for your favorite team with custom and team apparel from Identities. Logos for every team, including all the area schools. See what's in store or have it custom made. Identities has lots of ideas. They feature embroidery and screen printing on almost anything, including shirts and jackets. They'll help design and print signs, vinyl graphics, banners, and more. Show your best side with the help of Identities. Find their shop on Center Street here in Marysville or online at identities.com. Identities for that custom look that gets you noticed.
When life makes managing your fitness and health a problem, Marysville Health and Fitness is the solution. If you have a concern about your physical health, they have a way to help beyond just treadmills. Sure, Marysville Health and Fitness has treadmills, but there's so much more. Free weights and Cybex weight machines, workout and group classes, get competitive with racquetball, have your current diet and fitness levels evaluated and set new goals, or make yourself a massage appointment. Marysville Health and Fitness, what do you want to get out of your body?
Hey, we no longer will lay claim to being the only radio station broadcasting from the tournament. We were the only one here on Tuesday. Mr. Fook with KNZA, the Hiawatha station, checking in to do the late game. Be on 103.9 here at Hiawatha. They're online if you want a sample of a Jacksonites-Hiawatha matchup. Looks like Marysville will play the winner of that one in the championship Saturday. As Marysville leads 46-14... Eagle basketball opening the second half. Shot missing off the near side by Olivia Favaro. Bartles rebound for MHS. Starting five back on the floor for Marysville. Peschel, Franco, Bartles, Raver, and Dressman. We'll see a lot of substitution, I'm sure, in the second half. Play underneath to Sammy Bartles. She's had a great night. 16 points. Gets the first score out of the blocks here in the second half to extend the lead to 34. Academy starting their same five. Jodana Ayana, Sheena Favaro, Reese Higginbotham, Anita Eckert, Leah Buckner. Turnover, MHS steals. Hanschel is out top, between the rings. Far side of Raver. Dressman underneath too deep. Kicks it out to Hanschel. Shot missed. Bartles, free throw. Bounces high off the rim to the top of the backboard, then drops. She was fouled. Eckert's third. I say it's her second. Second personal foul. First team foul. Sends Sammy Bartles to the line. And it's good. Second look coming. It's good. Bartles with 18 points. 50-14. Sheena Favaro is out front. She handles the ball a lot. Maintains a dribble near side to her sister Olivia. Back to Gina. Playing the paint. Short shot doesn't fall for record. Tie up on the rebound. Just underway, second half, our Thursday night tip, a service of our TNDY Sports Booster Club members. Full court press, it's inbounds, midcourt to Dressman, Raver far side, Bartles coming in the lane. Sammy puts it up and in, she's got 20. Bartles has outscored Maranatha by six on her own. Layup, the other end is good for Gina Favaro. Long layup over defender, she's got eight. Graver playing the paint to Dressman. Had it knocked down. Grabs it back. Bulldogs keep it in play. Bartles near side. Top of the key to Macy Raver. Missed a three. Eckert knocks down the defensive board. Olivier Favara doesn't draw iron. Bartles with the loose ball. Bulldogs bring it back. Raver far side. Franco in the forecourt has the ball stolen by Gina Favara. She'll play against two defenders, one of which Macy Raver steals the ball away. Transition to Franco. Guarded, left-handed layup missed. Dressman underneath to clean it up. Emily Dressman's first score. 54-16. Nigh on a 40-point ball game with 5 minutes and counting here in the third. Turnaround shot by Eckert in the paint for two. Her second score. Traveling whistle, Sandy Bartles caught a pass before she kicks it away. Took an extra step. Malone, substitution for Maranatha. Sienna Alexander is back in. 8-2, Maranatha is the number 3 seed. Marysville, the number 7 seed, 3-7. They knocked off number 2 on Tuesday in Horton to advance. Got their sights set on knocking off number 3 here to advance to the championship Saturday. Top of the key, Alexander missing the iron on a 3. Dressman rebound. Macy Raver launching a 3 near sideline. Doesn't fall. Bulldogs keep it in play with a rebound. Far side corner. To Bartles underneath. Scoots under a couple defenders. It's up and good. 8 in the second half. Bartles has 22 points. 3:50 remains. Eckert crossing the free throw line. Pressure from Sammy Bartles, whistled for a foul, no. It is on Bartles. Trio of substitutes off the bench for Amy Renier. I expect substitutions most of the rest of the way. 3 out of the corner for Gina Favaro. Her third tray or fourth field goal. She's got 11 points to lead the Eagles. Half tip past midcourt. Peschel treks it down. Playing the paint. Turnaround shot by Runnebaum missing. Peschel rebound. Grace Lauer from the free throw line missing. Runnebaum with the board. Following the lanes, good for Madison Runnebaum with 14 points. It's 58-21. .305 remains third quarter. Trade of possession. Alexander gives to Favaro in the forecourt. Checking the lane. All black jerseys in there. Favaro just inside the arc. Shot doesn't fall. Flower rebound. Foul whistled at midcourt. Charges on Gina Favaro, her second team foul. Marysville committing 10 team fouls in the first half, then whistled just once here in the second. High pass over top of Runnebaum out of bounds. Team 3 of 4, Jackson Heights, Hiawatha, and the nightcap to follow. A few of their fans are starting to trickle in. Shot just below the free throw line missed for Eckert. Dressman rebound. Marysville working the boards well. Play to Runnebaum all alone underneath. Peter defender. Nice transition. That's 16 for Madison Runnebaum. 60-21. It's a 39-point difference. Eckert, right side of the free throw line. Traveling call before the shot, which didn't go. Jordan Wheeler's a junior reserve in the Marysville lineup. Amy Renier got all of the varsity players in the lineup on Tuesday. Reserves played most all of the fourth quarter. Run a bomb, turnaround shot down low, rims out. Eckert rebound for Maranatha. Dribble behind the back here, Olivia Favaro colliding with Marysville's McKenna Miniman. Whistled for her second. Pretty good crowd coming in for Jackson Heights, the number one seed, defending champions of the tournament. Aliyah Buckner, shot doesn't fall. Dressman rebound. Our double check. Wheeler, 13. Miniman near side to Dressman in the lane. Turnaround shot was blocked. Ball knocked down to Eckert. Favaro to Buckner at the other end. Had the ball knocked out of bounds. Leaving a minute 7. Alexander, been shooting all night from the corner. No, doesn't hit the iron again. Lauer rebound. Grace Lauer, just inside the arc. Out top. Shot doesn't fall. Another couple substitutions in. Ashlyn Price, Laney Schaefer, sophomores from MHS. 39-point margin. Marysville was up 14 into the first quarter at a 46-14 halftime lead. Free throw line shots up and good for Olivia Ferraro. And she has 8. Pass to the other end, stolen by Buckner. Brings it back the other way. Plays a long layup in the lane, doesn't fall, Lauer rebound. Leaves 25 seconds. Will they play the clock out? Nope. Lauer for 3. Top of the key. Count it for Grace Lauer. Her first score. 7th tray for Marysville. They had 6 in the first half. Under 10 seconds as Ferraro's at center court. Shoots a 3. Top of the key. May have been deflected from behind. It doesn't draw iron. Out of bounds with 2.5 seconds. Eagle possession. Nice job bringing it down for Eckert. Alexander missing again from the corner. End of 3, 63-23, Marysville on top.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Convenient for you. RX Drugstore is open 6 days a week in downtown Marysville with store-side parking just steps away, easy access, and friendly personal service. Make RX Drugstore your first choice. Call ahead for quick pickup of prescriptions and medication refills. We'll get you in and out and back on your way quickly. It's the old-fashioned customer service that you remember and expect. That's always been a part of the way things are done at RX Drugstore, downtown Marysville.
Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, offers family vision care for glasses and contact lenses. Call for an appointment at 562-2631. For prompt and courteous service, see Dr. Stanley Nelson, optometrist, 715 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
Backdoor layup by Anita Eckert missing. Gina Favaro steals a pass on the inbounds from the Marysville reserves in the contest. Running clock, yes, 7:35. It's a 63-23 Marysville lead as Gina Favaro checks in at the free throw line. First free throw for Maranatha. They went to the line 13 times, hit 5 in the first half. Favaro's free throw short. Hits the base of the net. Marysville by 14 into the first quarter. Have never looked back. 40-point margin is their biggest lead this season. Favaro's second look is short. Offensive board knocked down to Favaro. She had it blocked and taken by Madison Runnabaugh. Here's Jordan Wheeler down the far sideline, trapped in the midcourt and forced out of bounds. We're going to take a media timeout. 6:50 remains. Marysville by 40 when we come back.
Kramer Oil of Marysville has expanded their services. As colder weather approaches, you need to start thinking about your heating needs, and Kramer Oil has you covered with bulk propane delivery in Nemaha, Marshall, and Washington counties. It's one-stop shopping for your fuel oil and now propane delivery service. Kramer Oil offers contract buying to lock in your price and 10 cents off per gallon on your first delivery. Call Kramer Oil at 562-2466 to order today.
McKenna Miniman missed a three. Aaliyah Bachner missing a layup at the other end. Bulldog basketball leading Maranatha 63-23. Here's Jordan Wheeler near side baseline. Guarded shot doesn't fall. Eagle possession with a running clock under 6 minutes to play. I'm going to take a few commercials. I'll beg your patience here. Want to get out of Justin's way. They're doing the nightcap. Olivia Favaro out front to her sister Gina near side. Alexander again from the corner. She's getting further and further from the basket. Poor little freshman reserve. She's trying. Pass deflected out of bounds at the other end by Buckner. 5.5 minutes to go when we come back.
A renovated bathroom adds value to your home, updates its style, and makes it better suited to your current needs. When you're ready to start on your bathroom project, visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware for great options in sinks, tubs, faucets, and fixtures. Onyx vanity tops and showers will be a beautiful improvement to your bathroom, and they offer a range of styles that work best in your space. This is the year for your bathroom remodel. Make it happen with the help of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Kind of interesting, Madison Runnabaugh had the ball, was looking toward the hoop, but she was whistled for an offensive foul. Her second, team's fourth. 4:45 remains with a running clock here at Hiawatha. Marysville girls still lead by 40. Gina Favaro in the lane, has it stolen away. Bulldog possession right to left. Miniman, far side to Schaefer. Laney driving past, a defender was fouled. Olivia Favaro's first, team's third. Neither team scored here in the fourth quarter. We're almost halfway. Three missing for Jordan Wheeler. Gina Favaro to Olivia Favaro, fouled at the other end. And we'll take another timeout with 4 minutes on a running clock.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
At Galloway Uyghurs in Brinegar, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brinegar, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
We had a timeout, then Olivia Favaro hit both ends of a free throw opportunity. First score for either team here in this fourth quarter. We have a running clock with 3.5 minutes left. Marysville leading 63-25. Bulldog lead was 40 points at the end of three. It is wholesale reserves for Marysville. Maranatha only has 8 players suited up, so they've also gotten everyone in. Eagle basketball. Favaro to Favaro. Olivia, top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebounds down to Jordan Ashland Price. Long toss to the other end. Jordan Wheeler turns it out into forecourt. Check of the lane. Plays it out center court. End the ball knocked down. Jump ball, traveling whistle, traveling whistle. But they say Favaro had it. All right, so Marysville gets possession. 2:35 left in this one. Pass near side. Almost got away. Wheeler saves it in the lane to run a bomb. Out top to Price. Wheeler near side. Turning up on the baseline. Whole different look when you get all reserves in the ballgame both ways. We're going to take immediate timeout with a 2-minute mark on a running clock. Marysville leading Maranatha 63-25.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Contact your local farmers insurance agent, Stacy Latta, now licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, at 562-5269.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Day's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
You missed nothing. They took a timeout while we were away. A minute 15 remains with a running clock. Marysville leading. Maranatha, 63-25. A pair of Eagle field goals has been the only scoring for the teams combined in the fourth quarter. Foul whistle near side. And Jordan Wheeler picks up her first. Marysville's back in the championship. Will face top seed Jackson Heights or fourth seed Hiawatha Saturday at 2:30. Gina Favaro missing. Bulldog rebound. Margin holds. This will be Marysville's biggest win of the season. They had a 30-plus point lead in the second half with Horton, but they came back on Marysville reserves in that fourth quarter, outscoring them 17-4 for a 52-38 win on Tuesday. Ball got away from Wheeler, out of bounds. Timeout. Maranatha. Allison Zawana just throw a towel in. Well, these are coaches working with some underclassmen, reserves. and giving them some experience and some coaching. So we are going to keep it here for the final 15 seconds ahead of us, 63-25. Earlier today, St. Mary's beat Atchison. Falls City knocked off Horton. This is game three. We can scoot Marysville over to the championship. And Maranatha down to the consolation. We'll be here Saturday afternoon. Bulldog basketball on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Enjoy our commitment coming out to things like this. Do tell our sponsors thanks. Been on the road, four nights last week, five on tap this week. Marysville boys are in Seneca tomorrow night. They defeated them Monday in the Thunder Classic Championship. Rematch with the Thunder and the Bulldog boys around about 7:30 here tomorrow night. 15 seconds left. Marysville scoreless in the fourth quarter, though. A pair of free throws for the other team. No hurry. Looks like they may just play the clock out. Olivia Favara launch off the near side. Doesn't fall. Ashlyn Price rebound. And our final, Marysville 63. Maranatha Christian Academy 25.
Sunflower Community Credit Union celebrates a new location, new name, and new program. Debit for a Difference allows your debit card use through Sunflower to benefit teachers in your local schools in Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Through this grant program available to all teachers who apply, funds from debit card use accumulate and are shared for needy classroom supplies and teaching aids. The more members use the program, the more benefit to our community. Stop by to learn more or contact Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville.
Time to clean the house, but you just don't want to, right? Legacy Cleaning Services will come to the rescue. They do carpet cleaning, air duct cleaning, and vinyl floor stripping and waxing. Plus, they do emergency water damage cleanup 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, plus so much more. Locally owned and operated, Legacy Cleaning Services has top-of-the-line equipment and training to handle any and all of your cleaning needs. Call Skyler Price at 785-713-1968. Legacy Cleaning Services knows there's all kinds of dirty, but only one kind of clean.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
It's a final. Marysville Lady Bulldogs pick up their second win in the week and improve to 4-7. You would call them, giant killers, I guess, knocking off the 2 and 3 seeds. But honestly, Horton hadn't seen the level of competition Marysville had. And this Maranatha team, 8-2 coming in, they were just completely outmatched. Marysville all the way, 21-7 first quarter lead. They were up double digits, really all the way. Didn't score in the fourth quarter, but Maranatha manages only a pair of field goals. Should have tallied the totals here. I won't go in order. 7 points for Eva Paschal, 4 points for Linda Franco. And a 22-point performance for Sammy Bartles, 6 for Macy Raver. Madison Runnebaum off the bench with 16. McKenna Miniman and Grace Lauer each with 3. Emily Dressman scores 2. For Maranatha, total of 11 points for Gina Favaro, 4 points for Anita Ackard, 10 points for Olivia Favaro, 63-25 Marysville the final. Bulldogs improved to 4-7. Maranatha falls to 8-3. Marysville takes on the Jackson Heights Hiawatha winner Saturday at 2:30. Heights, the number one seed. They played Marysville, won the tournament last year. We'll be here live on KNDY, AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Bruce Dierking, my sidekick, Allison Dierking, saying thanks for listening. Have a great evening, everybody.
Since KNDY first went on the air in 1956, Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska have had a friend they can count on for entertainment and information. Thanks for tuning to KNDY.